No. Next.
They have done it well, considering that they have no experience. Considering that. 那么这里的 considering 它是一个连接词，用来引导完整的语句， that 可以省略掉。They have done it very well, considering they have no experience. 考虑到他们没有经验这一事实，他们已经把这事情完成得很好了。那么如何运用副词 considering 的用法呢？这个副词经常用于主干的后面，用逗号分隔开来。His studies inch well, considering. His studies inch well, considering. 就各方面而言，他英语学得很好。The considering 相当于我们刚刚所学过的 all things considered. His studies inch well, all things considered. Are you quite clear about the important words?Considerable, considerate, considered, and considering. Now next, ransom. In tennis, 赎金 a sum money paid to free a prisoner. Pay ransom to somebody. 付给某人赎金 For example, the only dayPaid a ransom of 1,000 pounds to the kidnapper. 那么这位老太太付给这个绑架者呢1,000英镑作为赎金。The old lady paid a ransom of 1,000 pounds to the kidnapper. Hold somebody to ransom. Hold somebody to ransom. 绑架某人以索取赎金绑票。For example,They kidnapped the boy and held him to ransom. 他们绑架了这个男孩以索取赎金。Okay, next, punctually. Punctually means not early, not late. 不早也不晚。So in tennis, 准时的。He always go to work punctually. 其形容词形式 punctual, 名词Punctuality, P-U-N-C-T-U-A-L-I-T-Y, punctuality. In the modern society, punctuality is very important. Okay, next, astound, 使吃惊。这个动词的语义程度和 surprise 相比，比 surprise 要强烈得多。所以请同学们注意如下用词。Surprise,使惊讶 astonish 是非常惊讶，所以 astonish 比 surprise 语义要强。 amaze A-M-A-Z-E 这是比 astonish 惊讶程度还要强烈的一个词汇，表示惊奇。 astound 语气比 amaze 更强，表示极度的惊讶、困惑、愕然。So, read with me. Surprise, astonish, amaze, astound. Now translate the sentence, please. He was astounded to hear of her death. He was astounded to hear of her death. 听到他的死讯，他是极度的惊讶。They were amazed to find the little girl came very early. They were amazed to find that the little girl came very early. 他们非常的惊奇，因为他们发现这个懒惰的女孩子今天来得很早。那掌握了这四个及物动词，就等于同时掌握了它的两种形容词形式。我们以 surprise 为例 ，surprising, surprised, OK, 令人惊讶的 surprising。感到惊讶的 surprised. Now it's our time to study the text. A very dear cat. 一只贵重的宝贝猫。Kidnappers are really interested in animals. Let's say, kidnappers are seldom interested in animals. 那么我们不妨替换来。吃巴克刚刚学过的一个句型结构 kidnappers rarely take interest in animals. So do you remember it? Take interest in. But they recently took considerable interest in Mrs. Elena Ramsey's cat. 同学们发现我们马上就用到了这个短语 take interest in。那么第一句话之所以用 be interested in, 为了避免重复出现同一形式结构。然而最近这绑架者们对于Ramsey 夫人的猫非常的感兴趣。Considerable interest, you know, took great interest, took tremendous interest, took enormous interest, 注意这个结构形式。Mrs. Elena Ramsey, a very wealthy old lady. Sure, in fact, we have guessed at that. 那么事实上这一点我们早已经猜出来了。If Mrs. Elena Ramsey were as poor as church mouse, I don't think kidnappers would take considerable interest in her cats. 如果这位夫人很穷的话，那么绑架者也就不会对他的猫很感兴趣了。A very wealthy old lady, the Mrs. Elena Ramsey 的同位语 has shared a flat with her cat. Share, 分享，跟某人某物共同分享。Share something with somebody. For example, I share the room with my friend.那么这位富有的老太太和她的猫住在一起。Her cat is restless. For a great many years, you know, for a great many years, let's say, for a long time, don't you think so? 那么住了很多很多年，这时间是很久远的了。That's the reason why the cat was dear to her. 那也可想而知，为什么这只猫对她来讲那么的贵重，那么的宝贝。Restless leads an orderly life. Orderly life. 有规律的，守纪律的。So that is say, Restless leads a disciplined life. Disciplined. Do you know how to spell it? D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E-D. 那么说明这个猫啊，生活很有规律。一定要注意它和 regular 的差别。regular 有规则的，规则动词 regular verbs， 不规则动词 irregular verbs、okay?。He usually takes a short walk in the evenings. Take a short walk. That is say, he usually goes out for a walk in the evenings. He usually goes for a stroll in the evenings. Stroll, S-T-R-O-L-L.散步 take a walk, go for a walk, go for a stroll. 那么这只猫经常在晚上出去散步 and is always home by 7 o'clock. 那么在七点钟之前呢，它就回家来了。So we know the cat restless really leads orderly life, 确实过着很有规律的生活。One evening, however, 那么 however 这个用词一出现，我们知道 the cat isn't home by 7 o'clock. 那我们知道7点钟之前呢，这只猫没有回来。So he failed to arrive. 他没有回家来。Mrs. Ramsey got very worried. So the old lady got very worried about her cat. 那么她非常的担心啊，为这只猫而担心啊。She looked everywhere for him, but could not find him. Look for.Find, 找，但是没有找到。 3 days after Rester's disappearance, that is a 3 days later, 三天之后，那么拉斯特斯失踪了三天之后，注意这个结构形式 after 介词可以和名词搭配。在拉斯特斯失踪三天后 3 days after Rester's disappearance, 那么如果你想表达在约翰逊到来三天之后，3 days after Johnson's arrival, 在这个绑架者出现三天之后 3 days after the kidnapper's appearance, Ramsey. Mrs. Ramsey received an anonymous letter. Of course, the old lady didn't know who wrote the letter to him. 当然这老太太不知道谁给她写的信了。她收到了一封匿名信。She received an anonymous letter. The writer stated that, state means said formally. 非常正式的声明。So what did the writer state?正式的声明什么呢 ?That the rests were in safe hands and would be returned immediately. In safe hands, under safe care, under safe care. So we know, the old lady's cat was under safe care. 那我们知道这老太太的猫依旧还很安全。那么她很快会被送回来。But Mrs. Ramsey had to pay a ransom of £1,000. 但是是有条件的。这老太太得付£1,000的赎金。If 提出条件句 ,that is, we know, the cat would be returned immediately on condition that Mrs. Ramsey paid a ransom of £1,000.Mrs. Ramsey was instructed to place the money in a covered box and leave it outside her door. Instruct means order or tell formally. Instruct 表示命令被正式的告知。这位老太太被正式的告知说要把这个钱放到纸壳箱里然后把它放在门外。Be instructed to do something. Now translate the sentence, please.这位记者被指令要获取最详细的信息。The journalist was instructed to obtain the exact statistics. At first, she decided to go to the police. That is, at first, she decided to report the police. 那么起初呢，她决定报告警察。But fearing that she would never see Resters again,She changed her mind. The letter had made that quite clear. Be feeling the 逻辑主义 say. I want to paraphrase it. Because she feared that she would never see Resters again, she changed her mind. 所以 the feeling 现在分词做原因状语。因为害怕再也见不到她这只猫拉斯特斯了。这老太太改变了自己的主意。The letter had made that quite clear. 那么信已经把这件事情强调得很清楚。Make it clear to somebody. 这是一个重点的句型结构。Make it clear to somebody that. For example, 老师已经表明很清楚我们必须要每天大声朗读英语。The teacher has made it clear to us.That we must read English aloud every day. She withdrew £1,000 from the bank, 从银行提取了£1,000, and followed the kidnapper's instructions. Instruction 指令啊 follow the kidnapper's order. The next morning, the box had disappeared, but Mrs. Ramsey was sure that the kidnapper would keep his word. 那么这个老太太很肯定绑架者会把他的猫送回来。Would keep his word, 会遵守他的诺言。Keep his promise. Word, 表示诺言这个含义讲的时候我们必须采用单数形式。For example, keep his word, 守信用。Break his word, 失信用。Give somebody one's word, 向某人保证。啊，我向你保证 ,I give you my word. 啊，我向你保证我会把自行车还给你的。I give you my word that I will return your bicycle. 请同学们注意下一个用法。As good as one's word, 它也表示守信用但侧重点在于强调一个结果。For example, promised to pay me the money. 他许诺会把钱还给我。And he was as good as his word. And he was as good as his word. 那么正如他所言，他守了他的信用。那么如果表示食言，又应该如何表示呢？ Go back on one's word. Go back on one's word. Okay, now let's go on. Sure enough, restaurants arrived punctually at 7 o'clock that evening. We know the kidnapper really kept his word. Sure enough, 果然。那么我们在应用的时候，主要是侧重强调确实如此。For example,I said it would happen. And sure enough, it did happen. 我说这件事情会发生，果然它就发生了。He looked very well. He looked all right. Though he was rather thirsty. For he drank half a bottle of milk. 注意半瓶牛奶 half a bottle of milk. 一半的钱 half the money. 一半的距离 half the distance.The police were astounded when Mrs. Ramsey told them what she had done. The police were quite surprised. She explained that the restaurant was very dear to her. Considering the amount she paid, considering the ransom she paid, 这里用到了 considering, 考虑到。考虑到她所付出的这百笔赎金，这里 considering 介词的用法。He was dear in more ways than one. In more ways than one, let's say, in many ways. 那么在许多方面来讲，这只猫对他来说是具有双重意义了。双重意义 dear. First, it means expensive. And then, it means price. 那么这个 dear 既表示昂贵，也表示珍贵。所以说这只猫对他来讲就具有心疼和昂贵的这种双重意义了。You'd better recite the text or retell the funny story to your friends to practice your oral English. And so much for the text.